Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, what is the new battle facing the pro-life movement post-Roe? We'll hear from Wisconsin Right to Life legislative and PAC director Gracie Skogman and Apple Pregnancy Care Center director in Eau Claire, Melinda Gardner. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, just what is the new battle facing the pro-life movement post-Roe, as Roe v. Wade was overturned in a Supreme Court decision this past June 24th, 2022? Gracie Skogman spoke at a Wisconsin Right to Life Eau Claire chapter rally this past Sunday a week ago. After graduating from UW-Madison in 2018 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in poli-sci and history, Skogman interned for First Lady Melania Trump and worked as office manager for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. And from September 2019 to January of 2021, Skogman served as the Deputy Associate Director and Logistics Coordinator for the Office of Public Liaison at the White House. Speaking to Eau Claire this past Sunday, Skogman says she's still in awe of the fact that Roe v. Wade has actually been overturned.
It's extraordinary that we live in a post-Roe United States. The very humble estimates are that over 10,000 lives have already been saved since the overturning of Roe. 10,000 lives. Absolutely. That deserves applause.
Skogman further discusses the significance of overturning Roe v. Wade.
Starting in 1973, as we all know, with that fateful Roe decision, the Supreme Court made a very unconstitutional decision. They took away the rights of all 50 states to set their own policy when it comes to the issue of abortion. And in 2022, the Supreme Court was able to finally right that decades-long wrong. And that is why we are so encouraged today.
But what does the overturning of Roe mean for the U.S.?
Currently, as of today, there are 12 states where abortion is fully illegal. And that is an extraordinary accomplishment, something that would not have been possible had Roe not been overturned. However, we have to keep in mind that even as we are seeing victories in some states, other states have gone in the opposite direction. States like New York and California, where they are enshrining a so-called right to abortion up till the moment before birth. And in the case of California, even beyond that. And we also have to pay close attention to state constitutions nationwide. And I think that's where the next battle to defend life will ultimately end up. For example, about a month ago, the state of South Carolina found a so-called right to an abortion in their state constitution. And this was devastating. South Carolina, up to that point, had a ban on abortion starting at the moment of a heartbeat, at 6 weeks. And it was protecting countless lives in that state. But because of the decision by the Supreme Court in South Carolina, they now cannot enforce that law. But yet we've seen the opposite happen. In the great state of Iowa, just a few months ago, they found that there was no right to an abortion in their state constitution. And we'll talk about this a bit more later and how that relates to us here in Wisconsin. But I think it's important to keep in mind that the battle is far from over. It is only beginning for us on a state-by-state level.
And what does the overturning of Roe mean for Wisconsin? Again, Gracie Skogman.
Well, I have spent my whole life being a bit of a nerd, and I love the Wall Street Journal. I've always loved the Wall Street Journal. My family was homeschooled, and my sister and I used to race to the end of my parents' very long driveway in the country to see who would get the Wall Street Journal first. This is truly what we would do for fun. Thankfully, I still have a husband who accepts and loves me for all of this, so thank you, Clay. But I love the Wall Street Journal. So a couple weeks ago, I got a call from a reporter from the Wall Street Journal, and I was so excited. My dad was with me, and I'm trying to talk to her, but talk to him and let him know that it's the Wall Street Journal, my favorite publication. Finally, I get to do an interview with them. My spirits fell when I heard the question that she wanted my response on. And she said, Gracie, The Women's March, which of course is the opposite of the March for Life, the Women's March, they're marching for a right to an abortion. She said, the Women's March is happening in Madison, Wisconsin this year, in 2023. Every year before this, the Women's March had been in Washington, D.C., but this year, for the first time, they were coming to Madison. So this reporter says to me, you know, the reason they're coming to Madison is because that's where women are most oppressed, in Wisconsin. What is your response to that? So that was my big question from the Wall Street Journal. I did my best to respond, but I think it sets the stage for where we are as a state. In this room, as pro-lifers, we have much to celebrate. Wisconsin was in one of the strongest positions nationwide to defend life from the moment that Roe was overturned. But that also means that we are facing unprecedented backlash from national groups, from other states, because of the way that we are able to protect life.
And how did Wisconsin end up with such strong pro-life laws on the books?
Wisconsin actually outlawed abortion less than 3 months after we gained statehood. So the pro-life movement in Wisconsin has a very, very long tradition. And that law was in effect here in our state for decades, saving lives for decades, up until that original Roe decision in 1973. But this is where the work of pro-lifers in Wisconsin and Wisconsin Right to Life specifically comes in. So when the Supreme Court made that determination in Roe v. Wade, the majority of U.S. states ended up removing their pre-Roe bans on abortion from their state laws. They assumed that they would no longer need a law against abortion, and they removed them from their laws. But Wisconsin Right to Life, which was founded just a few years before Roe was decided in 1973, began aggressively lobbying to protect our pre-Roe ban on abortion. And every single legislative session, every single 2 years, there were efforts to remove this law from our state laws. Up until last year, there was an effort right before Roe was overturned once again from pro-abortion elected officials in our state to remove the law.
Wisconsin Right to Life Legislative and PAC Director Gracie Skogman says,
I will tell you, last year I think they were the most desperate because they knew that Roe was potentially going to be overturned and knew that the law would go back into effect. But that's why we are here today in Wisconsin, and Planned Parenthood is not able to provide abortions. It is because of a law that was originally passed just months after our statehood and is now back in effect since Roe has been overturned. And that is certainly something to celebrate. Unfortunately, however, in quick succession, Roe was overturned, our law is back in effect in Wisconsin, and within days, our current governor and attorney general actually sued our state leadership because of the law. And they are suing on behalf, saying that the law is no longer enforceable. And in essence, their non-legal argument is that it's too old. It's no longer enforceable. So that is the state that we are here in Wisconsin. Thankfully, abortions are not able to be performed because our law is effective, but it's in the courts right now. It's in a very safe court for the pro-abortion side in Dane County in Madison, and no determination has been made on the case, but that is because they are hoping that with the upcoming election in April, the makeup of our state Supreme Court will shift to favor the pro-abortion side, and therefore they will be able to deem that our law is no longer enforceable.
Skogman is referring to Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race for a 10-year term on the state's highest court to replace retiring conservative Justice Pat Rogensack. Before getting to the April election, the top two vote-getters of the February 21st primary will advance on. There are four candidates being decided upon in early voting still, the second week of that coming up this week, Monday through Friday, and then the primary week from this Tuesday, February 21st. Those candidates are conservative former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, conservative Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro. Also on the left, on the liberal side, you've got Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
So to reiterate, because this is of the most vital importance of anything I say today, we can rejoice right now that lives are being protected and saved in Wisconsin. However, our law is in perilous hands based on the outcome of our Supreme Court election in April.
And the two candidates endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life for the primary February 21st are the conservatives, former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, and conservative Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro.
And this is of vital importance. Right now, currently, our state Supreme Court is conservative-leaning, which leads us to believe that they would have a higher likelihood of defending our current pro-life law. But one of the justices who's retiring is on the conservative side. So the outcome of the election in April will determine the leaning of the court. And not only will it likely determine if our pro-life law remains intact, but it will determine pro-life policy in Wisconsin for decades to come. If we end up in the position like South Carolina, where our state Supreme Court finds a right to an abortion in our Constitution, that will put us in a devastating position when we try to craft policy that would defend life moving forward.
And what does Wisconsin Right to Life legislative and PAC director Gracie Skogman think is the next big battle for the pro-life movement?
One, it is the election coming up in April. But two, it is the rise of chemical abortions nationwide. So chemical abortions are different from a surgical abortion that has to happen in a clinic. These are pills that come right to women's doorsteps. They take these pills at home. And in the past decade, chemical abortions have overtaken surgical abortions, and they now make up 50% of all abortions nationwide. The issue with chemical abortion, beyond the fact that it is taking an innocent human life, is that it also puts women in grave danger. Chemical abortions are 5 times more deadly than surgical abortions to women. And the reason is women are taking these at home without medical supervision. They may not know how far along in pregnancy they are. And if they are beyond the 10-week gestation mark, their life is in grave danger.
In fact, the executive director of Eau Claire's Apple Pregnancy Care Center, Melinda Gardner, says she's providing post-abortion counseling for the first time to a woman who had a chemical abortion.
We do a lot of post-abortion counseling, have counseled over 150 women. And somebody heard me speak in a church and sent his roommate for help. And it's the first time we've dealt with that, because it's a different kind of abortion. You know, you're at home in your own house alone. They're talking about the fact that women are going, this isn't my safe place anymore.
Gardner says,
well, this woman couldn't get out of bed and is now getting the help she needs at our pregnancy center.
Gardner's very concerned about chemical abortions.
Yeah, I am. And that's why we're looking into the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. How do we help women who are taking the pill and then going, I don't want to do this? And that's something that we all need to be aware of, that can be stopped if it's early enough.
Skogman says this takes her back to her time serving in the White House during the Trump administration.
During the start of COVID, the FDA started making requests of, at that time, the Trump administration, that chemical abortions should be able to be provided through the mail. And they said that women were not able to see doctors, they were not able to get these chemical abortions in person because of COVID, so they needed to come through the mail. And the pro-life advocates in those meetings at the time at the White House were, of course, very opposed to that change, not only because every single chemical abortion takes a human life of the preborn child, but also because they used the FDA's own data to show how dangerous and damaging chemical abortions are to women. And at that time, they were able to stop the FDA from changing these requirements. But under the new administration at the White House, last year, the FDA lifted the in-person dispensing requirement, meaning that women could now nationwide obtain chemical abortions through the mail without any medical supervision. And then just last month, They lifted another regulation, and now women can obtain chemical abortions at their local pharmacy, whether that be CVS, Walgreens. Just devastating, devastating changes. And again, according to the FDA's own website, there have been over 30 women just in the past few years who have died after taking a chemical abortion.
Skogman says,
I don't want to lose sight of the fact that every single abortion is heartbreaking. Every single abortion takes a human life. But I think this is a reminder to us as pro-life advocates that we have long been advocating for the health and safety of women when the other side has not. They have seen no problems with removing these FDA restrictions, with putting women, oftentimes young women, 15, 16 years old, in a position of taking a deadly drug at home without any medical supervision. And that is absolutely heartbreaking. And what makes this even more dangerous for our next generation is these abortion providers that provide chemical abortions spend millions of dollars every single year on targeted social media ads. That means that once women start Googling help with a pregnancy or need an abortion or similar questions, they will start getting targeted ads to their social media accounts. In fact, I tested this myself. I started Googling these buzzwords. Within 24 hours on my Instagram and Facebook, I was getting these big pink ads telling me that I could order a pill through the mail. And in fact, some abortion providers sell these as a spa night for women. You get a pack, a pink box that comes to your door with chemical abortion pills, a sleep mask, gummy bears, other spa night essentials, all packaged together with pills that take the life of preborn children and put women in danger.
Gracie Skogman, Wisconsin Right to Life legislative and PAC director, with comments she made last Sunday at a Wisconsin Right to Life Eau Claire chapter rally at St. Matthew Church in Eau Claire. On the subject of the new battle facing the pro-life movement, she talks about the state constitutions, including in Wisconsin, in that important state Supreme Court race, where the candidates, Wisconsin Right to Life, backing the conservative candidates, including former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly and also fellow conservative Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro. Again, early voting continues this week with the primary, primary on February 21st, and then the spring election coming up in April with the top two vote-getters squaring off in that. Meanwhile, also, she talks about chemical abortions, and we heard from Apple Pregnancy Care Center Melinda Gardner as well, the longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the country. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.